Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Bentonville-based technology firm Movista has completed a deal to buy out its largest competitor. Movista announced on Monday the acquisition of South 49 Solutions. It's based in Sterling, Virginia. That company's two primary assets are Natural Insight, a cloud-based retail workforce management platform, and Capango, a mobile-first platform that connects job seekers to opportunities without requiring resumes. Financial terms of that deal were not disclosed, although Movista CEO Stan Zalowski said it was an all-cash acquisition. Movista will maintain its company headquarters in Bentonville and has appointed South 49 Solutions founder and CEO Stephen Midford as the company's new chief customer officer. The deal is expected to greatly consolidate the retail technology marketplace. Both Movista and Natural Insight focus on inventory and display management technology, which has grown in demand as brick-and-mortar stores find new ways to retain customers. There are more details about this deal in a story on our website. Just go to nwabusinessjournal.com to read more. Coming up after the break, we'll visit with Arkansas Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
While prospects abound for Arkansas in the Middle East and India, new Chinese investments have largely ground to a halt in Arkansas and other areas of the United States, according to Arkansas Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston. Preston was a guest on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. He said the tariff battles between China and the U.S. have cut back a variety of economic endeavors in every state, including Arkansas.
You know, the problem that's producing today for us is that we've seen a slowing of Chinese companies interested in Arkansas, interested in the U.S. I mean, I think that's as collectively as a whole, and it's not, isolated to Arkansas. So we've been successful the last 4 years in recruiting companies and getting a lot of interest. That's dried up. You know, there's not companies in China right now looking to do investment in the U.S. until this issue is resolved. So it's put the brakes on that for now. We're still seeing some positive momentum from some of the projects that we've worked. We'll be going next week up to Jonesboro to do the grand opening of Ricever, a Chinese company that makes counterweights for heavy machinery and equipment. They've built their facility. They're going to start hiring, but we are doing the ribbon cutting for that. So some of these projects are moving forward. So we still have that vested interest. We want them to continue to invest their money, but things have really kind of been in a holding pattern.
Representative Crawford has spoken on the record about his concerns about Chinese investment in the U.S. and in Arkansas in particular. Mm-hmm. I think three projects are in his congressional district, as a matter of fact. Are his concerns warranted, the things that he's brought up?
As a member of the Intelligence Committee, I'm sure he sees information that I'm not privy to, so he knows things that we don't. I know that China is the second largest economy in the world. We need them to continue to be prosperous. They need us to continue to be prosperous. I think the sooner that we can come to a resolution on this trade war, and obviously the intelligence concerns that the Congressman Crawford have are part of the issues that the Trump administration are trying to address. Hopefully those get addressed in these negotiations, and it's not a concern. You know, I'm very confident in the companies that we've located here that are not a security threat to Arkansas or to our a national security. So I feel pretty confident in that.
You mentioned that things have slowed down and dried up almost in terms of activity there on the projects that haven't moved as far as long as like a Rice Sever has. Mm-hmm. That would be maybe Sun Paper, which did have a breakthrough with its permit. And then you still have, is it Shandong in Forest City?
Rui.
Rui,
yes.
In Forest City. Which one of those comes online first? And are they both still viable?
You know, I'd say that Sun Paper is probably a little bit further along in their process, just because they've been working on it for much longer. They did get their air permit. We will be sitting down with Chairman Lee of their company in a couple weeks to talk about their next steps in the project. And they were able to get a couple of waivers before the tariffs went into place and some of the equipment they'll be coming over here for their facility. So now that we've cleared this hurdle here at the state, we're kind of looking to them to continue to move the ball forward. Obviously, there's some hesitation with the Chinese government right now until things get worked out. On the Rui side, I think they've completely put the brakes on that one until something gets resolved. So while we're still making slow progress with some paper with the tariffs, the Rui side, until something gets resolved, we won't see any activity there.
Preston also discussed new foreign markets potentially for the state. Preston, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and others traveled a few weeks ago to United Arab Emirates and India to recruit new prospects for foreign investment in the state, as well as to open export markets.
It's a new country for Arkansas. It was new, one that we identified as somewhere that has money and they're looking to do investment. It's a place that doesn't grow a whole lot on their own, so they import a lot. There's opportunities for us to export more there, but you look at the wealth that they've accumulated over the last 20, 30 years, obviously a lot of it due to oil. They're looking to diversify that portfolio they have, and they're looking to make investments in companies. They're looking to invest in technology and healthcare and agriculture and all the things that we have right here in Arkansas, and we're just looking for capital. So it's, you know what, let's get in front of them and make sure they know who Arkansas is and where we are.
Where did the door open on that? I mean, I'm not aware of a delegation that's come over here, and I mean, that just seems
sometimes
a bit random.
You have to be proactive and mm-hmm. identify countries and opportunities, and that's what we've done. This is a conversation the governor and I had a couple years ago. We identified the UAE as a place that, you know, there's going to be some potential coming out of there. There's a lot of money that, you know, would work well here in Arkansas. So the governor and I started making some calls and some contacts. We've found some local companies who are getting some investment out of there. First Orion, yep, is one that was over there, is opening an office over there. So we used some connections that we just had, and they were able to open some doors. And you'd be surprised when you call and say, you know, you have the governor of a state, the CEO of your state coming, and they want to sit down with you. That opens doors to a lot of decision makers.
And there is more of that interview with Arkansas Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And remember, you can catch Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KFSM Channel 5. Some healthcare news now. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock is expanding UAMS Orthopedics to Northwest Arkansas. In January 2020, the Shoulder Center of Arkansas in Fayetteville and its therapy partner, 201 Train Recover Move in Fayetteville and Rogers, will become part of the statewide UAMS health system. Dr. Wesley Cox, who founded the Shoulder Center, and Dr. Chad Sanji, who joined the practice earlier this year, will both join UAMS and bring their teams with them. Former University of Arkansas head primary care sports medicine team physician Dr. Ramon Ilanen, who joined UAMS in early October, will continue to practice as a sports medicine specialist with UAMS at the Shoulder Center. And those are just a few of the headlines we have reported this week online. For more stories, interviews, and podcasts, you can follow us online at nwabusinessjournal.com and through social media at both Facebook and Twitter. You've been listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.